making arrangements, closing. Step 8. Whether in the initial call or a subsequent call, there will come a time when it is your turn to deliver information. After you've asked the questions and feel fairly comfortable with who the person is and feel that the relationship has begun to build a bit, begin to answer his questions in terms of how your product or service or opportunity will solve his problems physically, mentally, and emotionally. Notice his reaction. Notice his body language responses to the things that you say. Do not make the mistake of going on and on when the body language of the prospect clearly tells you that he is not interested or that he doesn't agree. If the prospect begins to do other work while you're talking, that is not a good sign. You must stop at that point and check in with the prospect. Ask the customer or prospect any question that will elicit a response so that you can know how you're doing. Don't keep digging a hole if you're not sure if this call is going properly. Be flexible. Change course or direction in a moment's notice if you need to. Do not be silly putty, but do follow the lead of the prospect. When it is time, begin to ask him his views of how this product, service, or opportunity will be implemented. When is it time to do this? It is time whenever you have a sense that the prospect understands, agrees, or is in line with what you're talking to him about. If you have handled most of his major objections, and if you've provided satisfactory answers to the questions that he's offered, and if there seem to be no more issues on the table, that is the time to begin to ask those questions. I call this part of the process making arrangements. You should eliminate the word closing from your sales vocabulary. Nobody likes to be closed in, and many salespeople are afraid of closing. Just take the perspective that you're going to begin making arrangements for installation, implementation, delivery, or enrollment. First, ask how he sees it, or has a sense of it. Once the prospect begins to think in those terms, it becomes simply a matter of asking when, where, and how. When would you like to take delivery? How quickly would you like to begin? How soon would you like to begin to take advantage of this opportunity? Along the way, and probably before this arrangement stage, there will undoubtedly be questions and possible objections. Remember to drill objections in advance, as fast as you can, as many as you can, and as often as you can. The reason for this is so that objections become simply part of the conversation and not some traumatic emotional experience. Answer all objections and questions as clearly and as briefly as you can. Never try to manipulate prospects. They will sense it, and like a trapped animal, will fight to be released. Sales is about making friends and relationships. It is not about winning the battle of wits. This cycle could be one appointment, or it could be six. Use your judgment about when the energy is beginning to dwindle. Attempt to end the conversation before the energy gets too low. You want to begin with medium energy and end with high energy. Leave on an expectation of more and better information, which you will provide. In each conversation, always ask them making arrangements questions, subtly at first, and in more detail later, as most objections and questions have been answered.